हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishtom Vishnupad. अष्टत्तरशतश्रीमद् भक्तिदयितमाधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी टू बेस्टो मी स्ट्रेंथ to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus, and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all the devotees here present. Now, everything happens as per desire of Supreme Lord. Without His desire, we cannot do anything. If anybody says, yes, He can do, then He has got no knowledge of Supreme Lord. He is absolute. Without His approval, nobody can do anything. Now, I have got no scope to go outside India because of health condition. Doctors' advice is not congenial to go up in the sky by flight, the long distance. In this way, our friends are giving me some opportunity, sometimes, occasionally, to speak in English. And I have also lost the habit to speak in English. Not speaking. Sometimes I speak language of different languages. last time in while I was speaking in Hindi. I was speaking English, Hindi, Bengali, and some words in Assamese. It will become hot spots. We eat hot spots. You don't know. That can be done. Condition is such. Now, one question is here. What is the way to remove all our spiritual doubts and questions? See, first difficulty is this. Who are the listeners? Here from after a long time, Agindadasu has come here from London. And sometimes before, some people, some devotees also came here on different days. At that time, if I speak there in English all through, and all will think Swamiji has become crazy. What speaking? For that reason I have to speak in Bengali or Hindi in this way. Sometimes in English. Now, the subject is such. I first ask you, I am to speak on this subject. What is the subject you have heard? What is the way to remove all our spiritual doubts and questions? First of all, I am to ask you, those who are present here in India or outside India. Here means in the photograph I am seeing. They are the listeners. And devotees are listening. Devotees, who are the devotees? Those who worship Supreme Lord. Those who have got devotion to Supreme Lord. Those who are devoted to Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. They are every day, daily, they are going through scriptures. Not it. How they can become devotee without hearing Harikatha? Harikatha you can understand now. Without speaking Harikatha, can you be a devotee? When you are devotees, it proves that you have engaged your sense organs, everything, for the service of Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, and His personal associates. Your target is one. Satisfaction of Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. Nothing else. There may be degrees of devotion. That will be degrees. But all the devotees, they are hearing about the name, form, attributes, pastimes of Sri Krishna daily, doing puja of Sri Krishna. If they do not do puja, and do not hear about Krishna and sing about Krishna, speak about Krishna, then how he will be considered as devotee? Here all devotees are present here. So it is to be accepted they are always performing bhajan. Where the doubts, non-devotees have got doubts. Devotees of God, what sort of doubts and questions? All, if there are doubts and questions, they are not performing bhajan sincerely. They must be doing something, but their energy is spent more for worldly things. They must have this concept of self, that I am this body, we are the bodies. Body relation is the accurate relation. But we are doing bhajan because we are seeing at the time of birth so much affliction from us. Miseries, etc. At the time of birth, at the time of death, threefold afflictions, all these things. For that reason, when Swamiji, they are saying that this is the way to get deliverance from this maya, from this sort of trouble, then we are trying. When you sincerely engage yourself fully, if there are doubts and spiritual questions, then how can you engage yourself fully? The question is this, those who are listening, they have got some doubts. They are not giving their full energy for the service. When there is doubt whether Lord exists or not, whether I have got any relation with Him, then how He can give this full energy to? How He can worship? Listeners are all devotees. I am been asked by the devotees to speak on this subject. I myself think I am a devotee, but I am not engaging myself fully for the service of the Krishna. My sense organs, mind, intellect, everything, I am not engaging. I am misusing it for worldly things. I myself, whether I am worthy to speak on this subject, there should be an ideal life. Without practical life, one cannot speak. By only delivering speech, you cannot get the actual real benefit, and others also will not get. So bona fide devotee is very difficult to get in this world. When one can understand completely from the heart, from this body, now there are many scriptures, but Gita has a global impact. All everybody says everybody can fulfill their desire by going through Gita like that. That is the thing. But actual teaching of the Gita, and actual teaching of other teachers. Very few persons know. As long as you have got the misconception of self, there will be desire in the mind to get those things necessary for the body. They will give more importance to that. When there will be no doubt, then Sanatana Goswami will leave all his property. Rupa Goswami is everything, remaining under the tree and begging from door to door. Without any cottage, remaining under the tree. How? They have understood that this world has got no actual efficacy. Whatever pleasure we get here, there is sensuous pleasure. There is the actual bliss in this world. Nobody can get it. Actual happiness is not there. Only we say we are happy in the sense when you have got some want, we get that. Now you are hungry, if you get food, you are happy. If you are not hungry, food, somebody will give me. No, I don't want. Now it is hot, you want that there should be. There should be AC or fans, etc. So arrangement should be there. But if it is winter season, like London, in London, I had been to London. There, I stayed in the house of Vasishtaji, in his house. And they do not use fans. But at that time, some hotness they feel somewhat. He brought one small pan and put it by the side of my head. Whenever necessary, we start it. After that, the whole sky was covered with clouds, black clouds, and rain started. I did not regard that. This is the climate there, isn't it? Like this. There is no fan, I think. Electricity. Huh? By generator. All right, they are hearing. This sort of difficulty you will find in Western countries. They cannot imagine about it. But here in India, you will find. Sometimes it will go, and sometimes the difficulty is here. For foreigners, they find difficulty here. And you are a bit now difficulty, physical difficulty. Here, the devotee, real devotee, he always speaks about the glories of Supreme Lord and always hears about them. After hearing, he can speak. Sinvata sraddhanittam ginatastu satyastitam nadidirgana kalina bhagavan vishati hirdi. In Bhagavata it is said. Sinvata sraddhanittam. They hear Harikatha with firm faith. Those devotees, those persons who hear Harikatha with firm faith, and after hearing Harikatha, they heard Harikatha, they repeat that, they speak. By that, Hari will quickly enter into his heart. Nityam, only today, not tomorrow. One day in a week, or one day in a fortnight. Other time should be given for worldly matters. Every day, daily, always. Sinvata Sraddha Nittam Ginadatya Satyastitam Nati Dirgara Kalana Bhagavan Vishuddhi. You will get Bhagavan. You will get Bhagavan very sweetly. Bhagavan will enter into your heart. Here Vishnu Chakravartivad has this. Because we have heard on that day, then what we have to do? Smartha Parhavatam Vishnu. Vishmartha Mona Jatuji. Sarvi Dirishda Shura Eterva Tinkara. Parat, they have heard it. They have diverted this to something else. Oh, Swamiji is speaking like this. All right. Now, Srinvata Shraddha Nittam Vinayato Charati Nittam. We, yesterday said, Smartha Vasharatam Vishmartha Jatuji. Sarvidin Shita Surya Tvarki. 64 kinds of devotion. What for we are doing? We should remember God. Always we should remember God. Our mind should always think about God. Always remember God. And never to forget. But here it is saying, you have to hear Harikatha and you have to speak Harikatha daily. Vishnu Chakravarti said, the remembrance is dependent to Sravan Kirtan. If you not hear our Harikatha, and if you do not speak it, can we remember it? If you always speak of worldly things and hear worldly things, those things will come to your mind. If you hear about Krishna, they are uttering Krishna's name will come to you. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan through the jungle, uttering Krishna, 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 Rakshamam, Krishna, 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 Vahima, being compassionate to the all devas, not only human beings. You do not understand them. But if they hear the name, that will have effect. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking the form of a devotee, he is uttering, he is crying, he is calling Krishna from the core of the heart. His transcendental sound, and the soul is transcendental. Eternal nature of soul, eternal devotional. There is true devotion, actual devotion, eternal devotion, without any other desire. That devotion is the nature of every soul. It is now enveloped. by the initial energy, when we become averse to Sri Krishna, this energy envelops us. And we forget. And we want to enjoy this world by seeing the dazzling beauty of the world. Because it is this shadow of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is dazzling, and it also dazzles. Actually, it is nothing. Just the opposite. There is no existence, no knowledge, no bliss. He is absolute existence is in Him. Supreme Lord is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. The shadow of it seems to be like that. This world is, I shall remain here always. And you can anyone remain here always? Now, how many living beings are here? How many human beings? 600 crores, say, in the world. After 150 years, is there be anybody? Practical? Nobody. We shall have to leave this place. Must. We shall die. But we have got this human birth. After 80 lakhs of birth, that means 8 million births. We have got this human birth. He has given, Supreme Lord has given a scope to worship Him. Discriminating power is there. The discriminate between good and bad, eternal and non-eternal. Can accept the eternal truth, can perform bhajan, so God becomes satisfied. By creating human form, human beings. Or it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sistra Purani Vivedeni Ajaya Atma Shakti. Brikkhan Sanshiva Khagadanda Shukhan Kosun Khagadanda Shukhan. So it's Adrishtra the Purusham Vidhaya Brahma Rundhidho Mahadev. After creating all the trees and reptiles and other beasts, birds and perishable beasts, Krishna doesn't become satisfied. They cannot worship. They have got no discriminating power. After that, Purusham Vidhaya, He has created human beings. By creating human beings, that is fine. You can do. If you not do, it is our most ill luck. Whole lakhs of births of human birth will be here. But before that we can go. If we think something at the time of death, according to our thinking we shall have our birth, you will find in the Gita. So there is no guarantee. Bharat, the eldest son of Jishabdev, he renounced the house, wife, children, etc., and went to the forest. There he had an affection with some deer, small deer, child deer. And he was attached to the deer. At the time of death, he was thinking about that deer. And after that, he was born deer. They have no guarantee. You cannot give any guarantee that you will have again human birth. There's no guarantee. So, you have to make good use of this. But that isn't. Here it is said, Sravana Kirtan, Smaran is dependent to Sravana Kirtan. From whom I shall hear? You will find in Gita, in Mandukya Upanishad, in Katha Upanishad, etc. About Guru. Why? We cannot see Krishna. Krishna is there. When we have got eternal, spiritual, devotional life, then Krishna can come. If Krishna appears in this world, he appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Nobody could understand. Even Vasudev Sarvam could not understand. He was a great Pandit. There are so many sannyasis and disciples. He was a household devotee. But he couldn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was attracted by the beauty. But he told, you are beautiful, you should remain very careful. You should hear Vedanta from me. Then you can retain your this young boy. Your young boy. Our young boy has got some desire for sense identification. Those senses you can restrain by hearing this. Without that, in your own view, able to restrain yourself. But that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, alright, I shall hear. At that time, all the devotees of Chaitanya were there, objected with this. Whom we are going to teach? Vedanta? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't disturb. He has got affection for me. For my eternal welfare, he, why you are disturbing? Let him speak. Let him, he stopped there. Don't disturb. He is an aged person, he has got affection, and so he has come from Navadvip Dham. And we also belong to that. But that we have got a relation with my father-in-law. Father-in-law means maternal father-in-law. But that is, in that relation he wants to see. Then they went silent. 7 days was teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. After that said, it is very difficult. It's not so easy to understand Vedanta. Very difficult. You didn't put any question to me. Why? You should put question. You have not asked me to put question. You have asked me to hear. So I heard. You have to understand. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I understand when you uttered the sutra, Brahma Sutra. All the mantras I understand very clearly. But when you explain those things, I saw those mantras that enveloped by black cloud. I couldn't understand. Eh? What is this? I have got so many sannyasis. They have taken mantra from your disciples. You have not understood me, my explanation. You have understood the sutra, then started. One slok. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say anything. He explained 9 interpretations. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without touching that, interpreted 18. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find more than that. 18. By hearing that, he was thunderstruck. He was not an ordinary person. I thought he was a young man. He was perturbed and he took shelter, surrendered to him. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvaj Gauranga. Sarvaj Gauranga. 6-armed Gauranga. You will find in Great Purushottam Dham. Sarvad Gauranga, those are very strict in this matter. Pandas, they are worshipping. Appeared there. And he became staunch follower of Vidyan Baba Shuddha Baba. Prakashananda, also he said, Chaitanya, you are very beautiful. Your appearance is very beautiful, attractive. You are sannyas, you should remain with us. You should go to a Brahma Sutra, Vedanta. You should not mix with those devotees and dance. Why you are dancing? Because my Gurudev has asked me to chant the holy name. And I have got no capability to go through Vedanta, to understand it. So, out of aggression, he said, you should do Harinam. I was doing Harinam. Harinam made me jumping, and I am sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. I do not know why. And he sat on the ground where all sannyasis, they clear their feet there with water in that place. By seeing and to fulfill the desire of other devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his dazzling beauty. Great. By seeing that all are attracted. And Prakashananda the gate, said, no, you should not stay here. You should come. You should stay in some chair. You should sit here. Afterwards, all are attracted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gradually, Prakashananda also was converted. And all became devotees. This way. For that reason, when we shall have realization of Supreme Lord, question will be stopped, doubts will be gone. I have seen here in this world our most revered divine grace, Arbhut Bhatsman Bhakti Gaurav Vaikanash Maharaj, was the Sannat Guru of our Gurudev. He was buried at Singh Mayapur. He used to speak in Oriya. Oriya is akin to Bengali. Bengalis can understand some words. He was speaking in Oriya. And sometimes to learned person in Sanskrit. Sanskrit and Oriya. Sanskrit, those who are Pandits, they can understand. Ordinary people can understand. And when the people come and put question, you speak. When you speak Oriya, you shall be able to understand. Alright? And when he finds the person who is questioning, he is not questioning to get knowledge of Supreme Lord, to worship Supreme Lord, he is questioning to show his own pedantic feats. Immediately he stopped. Immediately. And he was smiling and speaking. Nothing. But this person has come for forgetting worldly name and fame, etc. I am a great Pandit, more than this Samiji. Alright, let him think. Stop! Not even a word. Whenever he found this person is unwilling, he has got to worship Supreme Lord, he has come to show his own pedantic feats. Vanity. That I am a greater Lord than you. I suppose. But when sincerely anybody asks, he used the Kharika Bhagavad. Like that. Those who do not want Him, who do not want Supreme Lord, are want to become a great Pandit, a name and fame of the Pandit, and for that reason those who come to debate with the sadhus, altercate. Sadhus do not want to altercation. For that reason, here you see Vedavyasmuni. Vedavyasmuni is not only worshipped in India, all different sects, religious groups, they all give respect to Vedavyasa. Even he has divided Ved into four groups, four categories, Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. He has written Vedanta, he has written Mahabharata, Gita, he has written 18 Puranas. No person can do it. Is that an ordinary person? His descent, we may say, in that case, incarnation word is not, should not use. I have written it in Dasavatara. Incarnation word they use for conditioned souls in this world. Incarnation word is not appropriate. Avatar, you have to adopt some words. Avatar. Avatar means one is Supreme Lord, but in Nandanandan Krishna, all kinds of sweet delightful relations are expressed. 12. But in others, not all. There are many various avatars, various descents, if that word is appropriate, I don't know. Descents. There is no appropriate word, I think. That is also not appropriate. Descent is appropriate. Yes, descent. Appearance. Lords cannot be more than one. Lord is Supreme Lord is one. But his pastimes are different. As Narayan, his majestic form, Narayan, and in Krishna, sweet, beautiful form. In form they may be different. But ontologically they are the same. In reality there is one God. But in this India, many various forms of God, they appeared because Varnasam Dharma is there. They have got tendency to worship. For that, to fulfill their desires, Narayan, Nishingha, Matsya, Kurma, all these avatars, not only thousand, millions of avatars. Bhagavan is million. Bhagavan can take millions of forms. Now Jarada Devi is worshipping Krishna as son, Vatsalya Rasa, motherly affection. That affection he can give to anybody in this world if he wants. If he gets this company of a devotee who is worshipping Krishna with motherly affection, that tendency will come to him. Raga Nuga Bhakta, those who have got that sort of quality of worshipping Krishna with sweet form. And if you have company, then immediately it will have impact in your soul. And you will want to serve Krishna as son. All relations are with Supreme Lord. Actual relation. Son, parent relation, Supreme Lord. Master, servant relation, Supreme Lord. Friendship, friend relation. Confidant relation. Whatever it is. and husband-wife relation, and also Gopi Bhav, more than that. Everything with Krishna. When we become averse to him, then we come to this world. This is the perverted reflection of that world, transcendental world. Everything you will find non-eternal. We want to enjoy like me. I am the only enjoyer at Master. Ongi Sarpa Jagganam Bhaktir. If you want to enjoy, you have to take all these bodies, non-eternal bodies, to enjoy this world. What benefit you will get? All right. I am creating so many species and so many infinite worlds. When after serving some Shuddha Bhakta of Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, when good deeds and the effect of good deeds will come to us, then our mind will be changed. This is called Sukriti. Good deeds may not want the good deeds. Service of Supreme Lord and His personal associates. If you do it, then maybe your mind will be changed. Again you will have question. Why you have got question? There are so many persons. How many population in London? About 6 crores. Four crores. You have come. There are some persons there. All are not coming. You have come here and you have got company with the devotees. In this way your mind is changed. It is very difficult, not easy, to become a disciple or to become a disciple of a real perceptual channel. There may be many disciples, so-called disciples. If end is bad, everything will be bad. And making disciples for worldly benefit, that is not actual guru. Actual realized guru, tattva diddhi pranipadana paripresana sevaya udekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tattva darshana. Not only shrep, only intellectual knowledge will not be sufficient. There should be a realization. Along with the realization, tattva go, ontological knowledge should be there. Actual realization of Supreme Lord. Then if you take shelter, tat vidhi, tat hari om tat sat. Hari, who is hari? Tat sat. What is the meaning of tat? Tat means that which is beyond our comprehension, beyond sense organs, beyond mind and intelligence. It is called thought. And that which we can grasp by our material sense organs, mind and intelligence, that is called this idam. The thought that transcendental, beyond the comprehension of human sense organs and mind and intellect. Indrebha parang mana, manasastu para buddhi, buddhyaja paratastu sha. Atma and Paramatma is the cause of Atma. Sense organs, superior is mind, finer than sense organs. And intellect is finer than mind. Atma is the finer than highness and Paramatma who is residing in the heart of everybody. Residing in the heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hiddhesha Arjuna Chishtu. Brahman Sarvabhutanam Jadjarani Maya Gita. Ishvara, Supreme Lord, God is residing in the heart. Every living being. He is regulating it. Jantarulune Maya. All these engines, they can, those engines cannot move without one person back. With knowledge, superior knowledge. The driver should be there. Otherwise not. He is regulating everything. Upilam cannot be unconscious, without any consciousness, without any form, without nothing. Nothing. What is this? I asked one person who took a mantra for our Gurudev, but he was previously with Mayavadi. Those who say, I am Supreme Lord. There is one Supreme Lord, Jiva, that Supreme Lord. But after seeing our Gurudev, he has attracted him. Our Gurudev told me, keep him with you. And he was speaking of all Mayavadi. God has got no form, formless, no qualities, no potency, nothing. Where he have got this knowledge? He has got from Guru. Well, reputed Guru. That Guru, where from? He has got another Guru. They gave me some itself. They have got this knowledge from a formless person. Then I shall believe. Give me some sense. They are one in India, Saharanpur, one lady. He said, yes, what you have said, everything good. I have heard your philosophy. A bheda bhed. That is for the devotees, they can actually bhed, there should be bhed, only one. Ek brahma ditya nasti, there is nothing, only brahma, jiva brahma hina, jib. Out of ignorance we are saying, this world is maya, we are seeing like this. We have a fall. All are Supreme Lord. And I told her, where you are at present? You are in this world. This world is false? Yes, false. Then you are false. Your words are false. I shall not hear you. Namaste. Impractical. Here in this world we do not give importance to dead body. If there be a dead body, you will want flee from this place. But as long as consciousness is there, then that is the value. Satchidananda, that will eternally exist. There is the knowledge and bliss. Nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to remain in this world eternally. But they have got the desire not to die. Why? Because their real self is eternal. Eternally existing principle. Atma. And eternally knowledge principle. So he wants to know. A devoid of knowledge can't have the desire for knowledge. Is it rational? You have got happiness. Divided happiness cannot have the knowledge, demand for happiness, desire for happiness. You have got this desire, this proves that you are Satchidananda, Atma. Because it is finer, it cannot be destroyed by atom bomb. You cannot see by these material sense organs, but you want to enjoy this one. Then you have to have this body, birth, death, and these temporary material sense organ, by the you enjoy. By what you will get? Nothing. Only you will think that when there be fulfillment of your desire, this is ananda. Actual ananda, actual happiness has got no existence in this world. Shanti does not mean cessation of war, a civil war or war. That is foreign people, they say. Shanti is Bhagavan, Supreme Lord. Oh, bliss, Shanti. Shanti will descend. There is no existence of Shanti here. Only when we get satisfaction, sense of organ, then we say we are happy. Actual positive happiness, there is no positive happiness in this world. In Viroja, there is also ignorance. There is no creation. Here, waves of suffering in this world. Waves of suffering. Tremendous. But in Viroja, there is no creation, no waves of suffering, but ignorance. That is also not good. But beyond that, Brahmadham, if anybody goes to Brahmadham, that also by the grace of Supreme Lord, to fulfill his desire. Without having faith in Supreme Lord, he will not get Brahmadham, then he will get Ananda. But that Ananda have got no waves. No waves Ananda. Chatushan, where Brahma have got Brahmananda. But when they have attracted by the offerings given to the lotus feet of Narayan, attracted by that, they have given up Brahma and they start worshipping Narayan. In Narayan, they find Brahmananda is nothing. Brahmananda is nothing like a cavity of water. Gospad, a foot of the cow when it is within the mud. That's water, that portion of water is nothing. But if we have got connection with Krishna, by seeing Narayan Krishna when taken the form of Narayan, when in Rasa-lila Krishna disappeared, all the gopis are weeping. And so much separation grief. Then Krishna appeared there as Narayan. Narayan. Oh, Namanarayan. We have got no deal. No deal with Narayan. Narayan is so much. Chatushan, they have given the Brahmananda. But by seeing Narayan, they do not give that attention because they have already tasted the sweetness of Krishna. No. But when Radhika came, Vaikuntha Dham in Brajamandal, remember, near Govardhan, Radhika came there. By seeing Radhika, Krishna was forearm and Krishna and two arm inside, went inside and became two. So much devotion. That Radha Krishna worship, what sort of worship can anybody in this world can imagine this? When the Vyasapuri has written Upanishad, has written Vedanta, has divided Vedas and also written Mahabharata Gita, he could not get peace. Who is Guru of all? That is not, that place is not, does not belong to Gauriya Math. Gauriya Math now in only 500 years back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before that, long years back. Badrikasram, Badrinarayan, Vyas Guha, Vyas Gupa. Vyas there in that Badrinarayan ashram used to write Bhagavat. When he did not get peace after writing some dharmarthakam, people they want this. People they want this. What? Oh, People, they want, money. Their money they cannot move. So I have written Arthashastra. They want their desires to be fulfilled. I have written Kama Shastra. And they want after death you shall get a good place, heaven, etc. I have given what they want, but I have got no peace in the mind. What is the God? He asked his Guru Narad. Whatever you have done, Jubashidam Dharma Kritin Shadharma, Dharma Kritin Shadharma, Mahan Vatikrama, you have done very bad thing. Being a the best, all respect you, you have given this. They have misguided them. This good, everything is done eternally on suffering. You will get suffering. Now I have also said about mukti. To merge oneself in Brahma. There is both that. There is worse. You have disturbed everybody. They will not get prema, ananda, anymore. They will destroy themselves. They will murder themselves. They themselves will be deprived and they will deprive others. You have not seen about the glories of the Krishna. Why? In Mahabharata, Gita. That only for mukti. In getting knowledge of Krishna, I am of Krishna, it is very essential to get the company of a pure devotee, surrendered soul. Pure devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jivedaya Kari, Shaparala Shivadam Shavati, Atanta Durla Prem Kari Varadan, Shikhaya Saranagati Vikare. Dhanna Atma Nimidhan Guptitya Varan, Avasya Rakhi Vekishna Visharavan. Bhakti Anukul Matya Kajjara Shikha, Bhakti Vasukul Vabharjara. Saranga Saranagati Haiya Jihar, Tahar Prathana Shri Nanda Kumar. Rupa Sanatva Dante Tidakuri, Bhagavati Pinnatva, Rupa Dante. Kadya Kadya Vali Amita Asta. Ultimately, Rupa Sanatana. We cannot get it, we may memorize it and say quickly without any practical life. But practical submission will come. That is not mentioned in Gita. You should go to a Shuddha Bhakta. But that isn't in Rayaramanda Prasanga, it is said. Where Saranagati will come, Chaitanya will say, here my teaching starts. Before that, others are everything outside. Eho Bhajjo, not. That is when the Vyasmuni got four slokas, four verses, and the grace of Narad Goswami, he wrote Bhagavat and got contract with Krishna, Krishna prayed. He was filled up because that region is dynamic, not static. Static, always dynamic, every time new, double, redouble, always double. That is, here Ananda, if you hear one song, that will take you one song, 10 times already, it becomes a taste. I want to hear a new song. But here, if you hear about the biographies of Dhruva and Prahlad, it will not be strange, but we have not heard about Dhruva and Prahlad one sin, but we still have heard. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it 100 times. Again, he said, I want to see it. Here again and again. That world in Goloka Vrindavan, well, we will reach there. Every time afresh, double, redouble. It will never become stale. You have to reach there, then there will be no question.
Hare Krishna devotees, now there will be some sankirtan. Hariwan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol,
Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Sri Guru Gaudam, Gandharvika Giridhari Jyoti. Sri Guru Gaudam, Sri Radha Madan Mohan. पंच तत्वात्मक श्री गौर हरि की श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग श्री श्री राधा नयन नाथ जीव की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद भक्त गईत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय श्री रूपानुग गुरु वर्ग की जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपी गो गोवर्धन वृंदावन श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की सर्व विघ्न विनाशनकारी श्री नृसिंह देव की जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचार्य निशाद श्रीमद भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की नित्रिला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचार्य निशान श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज की नित्रिला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद जय परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचार्य निशान श्रीमद्भक्ति कुमोद संत गोस्वामी महाराज की നിത്യല്യ പ്രവിഷ്ട പരം പൂജ്യവാദ് പരിഭ്രാജക ആചര്യനൻ ദിശാം ഭക്തി വേദാന്ത സ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് നിത്യല പ്രവിഷ്ട പരം പൂജ്യവാദ് പരിഭ്രാജക ആചര്യനൻ ദിശാം ഭക്തി ശരണ ത്രിവിക്രം മഹാരാജ് ജയതി ദണ്ഡി പാദ ഗണകേ സമാഗത ഭക്ത വൃന്ദ കേ ശ്രീ ഹരിനാം സങ്കീർത്തന
जय ओम विष्णु पाद अष्टरदात दंडी स्वामी परिव्राजक आचार्य वर्ज अश्वद्य गुरु पाद पद्म विश्व व्यापी श्री चैतन्य वाणी प्रचारक श्री चैतन्य गौड़िया मठे आचार्य दुख परिव्राजक गौड़िया गगन वैशाखी दीप्रणे सम्प्रकाश उज्जवल भास्कर अश्वद्य गुरु पाद पद्म श्रीमद भक्ति वल्लभ तीर्थ गोस्वामी महाराज।